Hello?
Hi, Juanita.
Hey, Juanita.
Hi.
You sound very faint.
Oh, really? This is better?
Oh, that's better. Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Okay, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. We
Good.
were on vacation on Myrtle Beach. Supposed to get
Oh,
back
nice.
Saturday. Supposed to be back Saturday, and our flight was canceled because of that storm.
Hello.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it was a pretty intense storm.
Yeah, so we got in yesterday. So I'm a little like a day behind all the things I needed to do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
So
you'll catch
anyway,
up. You'll catch up.
yes, I will. I will. I will.
Yeah, we
Okay.
had a party planned for Sophia on Saturday. It was an outdoor party, and we had to cancel it because it was so intense, the storm.
So you guys canceled it or brought it in?
Yeah, we had to cancel it because it was just like
I
we
don't
were trying to
know.
hold out, but
We are not
it was
out
just
of
getting worse and worse and worse, and the
and
streets started flooding, and
we
so we had to cancel
have
it.
actively used
Yeah,
it.
that's right. We'll
Okay.
reschedule it for her birthday's next month, so we'll do a big thing for her birthday.
Okay. Sounds good. Sounds good.
Yeah. So
They
let's
weren't
dive in.
answering. They said they didn't get a
Okay.
hold of it.
Let me give you a quick overview of the session and
Nobody.
what we're going to cover. We're going to
Okay.
cover areas in your life where you feel longing and discontent. And I'll
I
help
feel
you
like I
gain an
can
even
love
greater
people and
clarity
then
on
feel
your
like it's
ideal
not right.
vision for the results you would really love in your life. Then I'll offer an assessment based on my experience as to which action steps you can take and what support you might need to move forward from where you are to where you'd love to be. Then, if it looks
Right.
like
What
we're a good
kind of
fit,
beer
we
do
can
you
discuss
suggest
working
we drink?
together at the end of the session. All
We're
right? How does that
hearing
sound?
Nationwide
It sounds
Champion.
good. It sounds good.
Good, good.
If we have some time, I don't know if you want to mix the two. I just want to maybe just 5 minute, conversation about what I should be expecting in terms of the Enagic
Hold on
business,
just a moment. I need to make this
in terms
call.
of what
Hold on just a
support.
moment. I'll be right back.
Or do you think that those are
Hang on
separate?
just a
Because,
moment.
I mean, part of my goal, Enagic is a very big part of my goal right now. So
Yeah.
I don't know what you
Well,
feel about that.
let's go through this. We'll go through
That's
this
fair.
first, and I'm gonna, you know, I'm
That's
gonna, we're gonna
fair.
go down to, I'm gonna ask you some questions, we're
Think
gonna
I
do some
see.
exercises and stuff, and let's see
Okay.
how it unfolds. And your questions may get answered along the way.
Okay.
All right. So, hang on one second. Hello, is somebody else on the line?
Don't
No,
me.
only you. Okay, yeah, there's only two. Let me just refresh this here. I think there's only two. Yeah, there's only us. Okay, good. Let me get back to here. Okay, so let's dive into your longing and discontent. There's four key areas of life. We have health and well-being. We've got relationships and love, vocation, and time and money freedom. All right, so what is the
What was
main
the third?
area?
What was the third?
The third one was vocation,
Okay.
and the last one is time and money freedom.
Okay.
Time and money. So those are four major domains of our life. Okay. So where is it you feel the most discontent right now in your life? That, you know, the discontent that you're. Or I would say longing and discontent, because they sort of go hand in hand. It's like, what are you, the main area of struggle or concern in your life?
I would say probably the last one, more on the time freedom.
Okay.
And I would say money as well, because even though I've been able to earn and create lots of wealth, the dream that I have to, what I'd like to do long term, it requires more time and more money.
Okay.
It requires lots of money. that it's not enough for what I have.
Okay. You know? So we're gonna come to that. We're gonna come to that. So keep talking about where so the things that you want to do takes more time and more money, right?
Right. Right. The time might be taken care of soon because I'm cutting back on my medical practice. I am cutting back. So so the time may be resolved shortly, but you know, that's, I would like to have more time to do the activities and the things that will earn me more freedom, more financial freedom to do and pursue my my great plans, the things that I would like to do.
Got it. And how long have you been feeling this way, this time freedom crunch, or wanting to, you know, have more time or the more money to do what you want to do? How long has this been going on?
I would say a long time, but I would say it's become more clear since I've become more spiritually inclined. So I would say if you needed to put a time to it, I would say maybe 4 years, 3 years.
Got it. Okay. So about four years. All right. What does that feel like? Like not having that time freedom or the money, you know, over the past 4 years. I know you said it's becoming more clear, but what does that feel like to you?
Well, I don't feel as accomplished. I feel if I'm not pursuing what I feel I'm destined to pursue, you don't feel, you know, as accomplished. You don't feel
right.
Happy. You don't feel happy.
Not as happy as you'd like to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So. And is there anything else that you're discontented with right now with the life you're living right now?
Well, you know, I would say going back to number one, health and well-being. I'm very fortunate to be very healthy, but if I have more time freedom, not so much money, but if I have more time freedom, I'll be able to pursue certain health activities that I would like to do. Like, I've always wanted to do yoga. I want to exercise more. I want to be practicing more of the things that relate to health that I know are important. And I want to practice more of what I preach. And the time freedom will give me that, you know? So,
yeah.
So that would be another one. Relationship and love, I think I'm pretty good. Vocation, you know, I mean, I would be very ungrateful if I said I need to do better in vocation. I think I've done very well, and it's done well for me. I don't think I would change that at all. I don't think I need to do anything other than, you know, in every area that you just described, that, you know, I'm a type A. I mean, I want to achieve the maximum. So in each of these areas, I'm sure there could be improvement.
Right.
But I think everything will tie to the time and money freedom. And, you know, even when I say money freedom, you know, I say that with a little hesitation because, you know, most people will say that I have money freedom, but not, I don't feel that way because the things that I want to do require a lot more finance than what I have.
Right. Yeah. Just making some notes. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, so some people looking in from the outside go, "Oh, she's got all the money she needs. What's going on?"
Yeah.
But there's that longing inside you saying, "Well, I'm grateful, but there's other things that I want to do. There's other plans." So So let me see if I can reflect this back to you. If I just capture this, I want to just make sure I mirror this back. So the biggest discontent right now, the number one thing that came up was really the time freedom. A little bit about money freedom, but it's really the time freedom, because you have the ability to create wealth and money coming in. But what you really want to do takes more time and more money. And so mm-hmm. that's some of the discontent you're feeling. You're cutting back on your medical practice, so that's going to give you more time. That's going to be resolved in a short while so that you can put more time toward what you really want to do. This feeling that you've been feeling has been going on for, you said a long time, for about 4 years. But it's, this dream or vision is becoming more clear and more spiritually inclined over that time. So, but it still makes you feel that you're not as accomplished as you'd want to feel, not as happy as you want to feel. And that time freedom will give you more, time freedom to pursue more of the health activities, the stuff that you teach and preach about, yoga and exercise more, and the mm-hmm. things that you know you should be doing, but you're just not getting to. And that, you recognize that you do have a certain amount of money freedom because you have income coming in. But again, it's not really fulfilling you because you're not getting to those things that you would really love to do. So did I capture that?
I think so, yes.
Okay. So now have I missed something, or is there something else that came up that you would want to add to that?
No, I think that's good.
Okay. Good. All right. So now I just want to talk a little bit. I mean, I know I've done trainings and stuff on this about paradigms. Okay. So paradigms, it comes down to, most people don't even realize that all of their outer results are actually controlled by deeply rooted internal belief systems. So our paradigms. And those paradigms, that scripting, that programming starts when we're infants, as young as 3 months old. And most of them are not even ours. It's learned. And they're stored in our subconscious. So we don't have direct conscious control over them. We don't have direct conscious access to them. But they control our environment. They control the circumstances and results that we have in our life. And so it's like having a thermostat. So let's say you have the thermostat set at 72, temperature rises to 73, the thermostat says, you're outside your limit here, and it brings the temperature back down to 72, right? A good example of that would be like people winning the lottery. So let's say somebody's used to making $50,000 a year, and now they win $8 million in the lottery, and they're all excited, this and that. Well, studies show that most people, within 2 years, they're right back.
They don't have any money.
They don't have any money. They're broke again. They're back down to, because they didn't change their internal belief system.
Mm-hmm.
That thermostat is set at a certain setting. They didn't change that paradigm. And so what's going to happen? Boom. Life is just you're going to create the life based on those settings. So it's like having your computer and you have an operating system, right? So now let's say your computer is 5 years old. Well, now the operating system is old. So that's not going to allow you to put new apps and new, features mm-hmm. into the computer and new things, because the programming is old. It's not been updated. It's not been changed. So in order to change that, we need a new operating system. And then that's mm-hmm. what we do. We have somebody that's, that knows the computer, and they update the operating system, and now we have more opportunities, more apps. There's more things available to us, more ideas, and so forth. So our lives are the same way, okay? And so by holding on for not changing those paradigms, it's holding us to where we are right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it keeps us in that zone, because that's where the thermostat is set. And that, just like, it's cost you, So what do you think that's costing you to keep you set at that certain level? I mean, you talked a little bit about, your health. It's like, yeah, your health is good, but yeah, it could be better because I'm not really getting to the things I supposed to be. You know, I'm not walking the walk and preaching the, you know, living the preach, you know. So there's a cost there. You know, it's not just a financial cost. There's a happiness cost. There's a fulfillment cost. There's all of that, right? And so, so if you continued with those same paradigms, what do you think is going to happen 3 years from now?
Nothing's going to change.
Nothing's going to change, right? So you're going to be, and that's what a lot of people run into. It's like, oh, you know, I'm trying to break out of it. I'm trying to change it. But if you don't change that operating system, it's not going to change, okay? So now what we're going to do, this is going to be a fun exercise. So now we're going to take a deep breath, and we're going to reset. We're going to explore what your ideal vision for your life is going to be. All right, so we're going to take a moment right now, and we're going to imagine that it's 3 years from now. So it's August 13th in 2021, 3 years from now. Everything in your life worked out exactly the way you wanted it. Everything worked out perfectly in all domains of your life. Everything worked out. Okay, so now it's August 13th, 2021. We haven't spoken in 3 years. So now we run into each other, and I'm like, wow. You know, Juanita, what's been going on? And I want you to describe to me in present tense all the details of this ideal life that you're just loving living at the moment. And I want you to start out by saying, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am. So you're starting with it, you know, you're grateful, you're happy, and it's in present tense. So I'm so happy and grateful now that I am what?
Oh. Now that I am living my dream, I don't know that it will happen in 3 years, but I'm going to follow your lead.
Everything worked out. Okay, forget that. Okay. That's a paradigm that just came up. Listen. That's a paradigm. Everything worked out. I have a magic wand. I just waved the magic wand.
Okay.
Everything worked out. You are living your dream life right now.
Okay.
You're living your dream.
Yeah, I'm so happy and grateful now that I am opening orphanages, that I'm opening women's shelters, that we're rescuing women from a life of trafficking, that we're helping children, that we're opening churches. I'm so happy that I am at my ideal weight. I feel energetic. I have my husband on my side who is very nurturing and very happy with me. I'm very happy and grateful that money is not an object for any of these things that I'm doing.
Keep going.
I'm traveling to different countries, opening places in different countries, and just having fun.
Wow.
Creating leaders, teaching other people to do what I do. That really motivates me to teach other people to have the opportunities that I've had.
Yeah. Understood.
I think I'll stop there.
Wow. That's really good. I could feel that. So let me just reflect this back, and we'll just tweak it a little bit. So we just run into it's 2021. You're living your ideal life. You're living your dream. So you've been opening orphanages. You've been opening women's shelters. You've been rescuing women from a life of trafficking, helping children, opening churches. I mean, you're just growing all over the place. And you feel fulfilled with that. You're at your ideal weight. You feel energetic. So you feel really good in your skin. Your husband is nurturing. That relationship seems, you know, going really well. You're supportive of each other. Money right now is not an object. You don't have to worry about that. You've been traveling to many different countries. You've been opening places in many countries, and you're creating leaders. You're nurturing people. You're teaching others what you have done so that they can have the opportunities that you have. So you're giving back, and you're growing people. So did I capture that vision?
Yes, you did.
And then is there anything that is missing, something that came up and that you want to add to that?
Well, I think I would add that I would love to see my extended family involved there, like my children, my grandkids.
So again, we're in 2021. They already involved. So your family's, your extended family is involved.
I see my children and my grandchildren involved in all of these projects as well with me.
So your children, your grandchildren.
I see that for them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow. So that sounds so inspiring, right? Like you're the matriarch, just bringing so much together, right?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So now you're living that life that you just described. Okay. I want you to close your eyes right now. I want you to describe to me what that feels like to you. What does that feel like to be living that life?
It feels really good. It feels very fulfilled. If I accomplish that, I don't think I need anything else.
Okay, we're staying in the present moment. You're living that life, so it feels good. You feel fulfilled. All right, where do you feel that in your body? What's that physical sensation in your body? You're in that life. You're building the orphanages and the churches, and you're helping women and children, and you're just energetic, and life feels great. So I want you to get a vibrational signature in your body. I want you to feel that.
Mm-hmm.
What does that feel like for you?
I can just say that it feels really good. I feel in my heart very, very content. Very content.
Okay, so I really want you to get that.
The same way.
Calming?
It feels exciting and calming on the same moment. Mm-hmm.
Calming and exciting. That's a really cool feeling.
Mm-hmm.
That fulfillment, that having your heart content and being calm and excited at the same time. That sounds like sounds like ideal. It sounds like an ideal life. Sounds like an ideal life. So I want you to really feel that energetic signature in your body. I really want you to get that, because in a moment we're going to come back to 2018. But I want you to bring that memory with you that you just saw, everything we just described, living your dream, opening the orphanages and the women's shelters, and you're rescuing women and children from this horrible lives, and you're opening churches, okay? I want you to bring that back. As we created that memory in the future that you're going to bring back and you're going to revisit over and over and over again. And I call it a vibrational signature because it's very important, because the first law of the universe is vibration. Everything is vibration. So I want you to be able to feel that and know what that feels like inside your body, because you're going to return to that over and over and over again. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Should you feel that? So now we're going to come back. We'll come back to 2018. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to feel what your current life feels like, what you're living right now. Okay? So, you know, you want more time freedom. You know, you're not everything's not there yet. You're not pursuing your health activities that you should be. this has been going on for, you know, about 4 years. You don't feel as accomplished. You're not as happy. So I want you to feel that right now in this present moment and how different that feels from that memory we just created in the future. You feel that?
I do.
Okay, so now we're going to get into a helicopter. We're just going to rise up above your life right now. We're just going to go up a little bit. And we're going to look down, and we're going to look down on the life you're living right now in 2018. Okay? Can you see that? You look down on your life, the results and the conditions you're living in right now. And then I want you to look over, and I want you to see that ideal life, the life you would love to live, that you just described in detail. I want you to look over and see that. Can you see that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, I want you to notice that there's a gap between them. There's a gap mm-hmm. between where you are right now and the life you would love to live. There's a gap. Okay? Most people try crossing that gap alone without dealing with their limiting belief systems, without dealing with their paradigms, without changing the thermostat, without changing the operating system. So they're trying to get to their dream, but in the same operating system, same paradigms that are holding them in their current situation. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So let me ask you. So most people try doing this alone. They try doing that without a system, without structure, without a proven system, and they usually fail. That's why a lot of people just get frustrated. They get frustrated. Oh, I want to get there. How come it's not happening? So let me ask you a question. So what do you think you need to bridge that gap?
Well, some of what I need I've already, you know, started pursuing, you know, and like I mentioned to you earlier, I've been more spiritual, and that has helped me a lot, which is why I do see light at the end of the tunnel. I do think that I'm going to get there. There's no question. I would like to learn some tools. I would like to learn from other people that have mastered this, you know, how to get there quicker, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So yeah, I feel I do need some. That's why we're on the call. I do feel
good.
I need some coaching, and I do feel that I've already made some progress. I do feel I'm very, very, my paradigms or my understanding, my focus is very different today than it was 3 years ago. I can tell you that.
That's really good.
But I really would like to, you know, leap. I would like to get there faster, and I know that there are tools that can help me. That's why we're on the call.
Good. Yeah, because so the first belief that we have to have is that we serve a God that has unlimited potential.
Mm-hmm.
We already know that. I know you know that. I know you believe that. And the second mm-hmm. belief is that you have to believe that it's possible for you to live that life. Because what you're living right now is just one of infinite possibilities. And that life you want to live is possible in that world of unlimited possibilities. Okay? And that's why I said we have to create that vibrational match first. I wanted you to feel that vibrational signature. Because our dreams come through us. God works through us. Our dreams don't come to us. They work through us. So by being at that vibrational match, God then does the how. We don't have to know the how. God makes the how work and brings the people and opportunity and the money and the, you know, everything, the circumstances that we need to fulfill that promise, that vision that we see, that you just described. Okay? So let's just recap this again. So here you've been making some changes, you know, and I know because you're type A personality. I know that you could just push your way through it. I know that you can accomplish this, but you want to do it faster. So right now, you've got time freedom is something that you want to change. You feel that longing. You want to do, you know, more health pursuits and all of this stuff. Okay. But you want to get to that life that you feel good and fulfilled and your heart is content and you're building people up and you're lifting all these people up. So, and I think I've already asked you this. So would you love a proven structure of support, accountability, and help in shifting your limiting belief system, achieving that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And again, that's why when before you said, well, it's going to take longer than 3 years. Here's the thing. With God, everything is possible. God has the ability to compress time. Because there is no time, space, and spirit.
That's true.
Would you agree?
That's true.
Right?
That's true.
Okay. So that could happen because I had a friend of mine who, she had a 10-year vision of building a church and building a community and all of this stuff, a 10-year vision. She went to her mentor, and she said, oh, I'm excited. I got this 10-year vision. And he said to her, he said, well, you know, I believe that you're going to accomplish this, but why are you taking a 10-year vision and why are you trying to cram that vision into 10 years? I said, I believe you could do that in a year.
Mm.
And if you don't believe that, just borrow my belief that you can do that. And guess what? She accomplished it in 10 months.
Mm.
She didn't know how. Where she was sitting, she had just come out with this whole plan, 10-year plan. But by following the system and listening to her mentor and going through the structure, she was able to accomplish it in 10 months. That wasn't even in her thinking. Because she's like, oh, I did a 10-month plan. I did a 10-year plan. It's like, who said it had to be done in 10 years? We serve a bigger God than that, much bigger God than that. So, okay. So based on what you're telling me, and what you shared with me, and we know each other for a while. So I think that we could really work together with this. I am selective in who I work with, and obviously you're one of my VIPs. I don't work with everybody, and here's the reason why, okay? And here's why I think we're a good fit. And not everybody fits this, believe it or not. Okay, you have clearly identified the areas you'd like to improve. You know, and I know that you know what you need to improve. You may not always know how you're going to improve them, but you know what you need to improve, okay? And you've got a vision. You've got a clearly defined vision, okay? And I think that's, from what you're telling me, it's been clearer. It's been more spiritually driven. So God is putting it on your heart, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Number two is you understand what it's costing you to stay where you are. And that it's really worth getting to that dream. And you don't want to do it in 10 years or whatever that time frame you have, you know, set in your mind. You want to do it quicker, right?
Mm-hmm.
And number three is you know that, you know, you can accomplish it by doing it on your own. But how long is that going to take you, right? That you're willing to get some help, shift those paradigms, and let's get to your vision faster. Because there's a lot of people waiting for you. There's a lot of people that need your help, okay? So so would you like to hear more about what it would be like to receive coaching within this proven structure with me?
Yes, I would. But before that, explain to me a little bit more. When you say vibration, I'm having a little bit of trouble with that because vibration to me is more physical and when we talk about God has unlimited possibilities and that works through us, when we say God works through us, I thought we were talking about the Holy Spirit working through us.
Yes.
So how does vibration and the Holy Spirit come together?
Okay. Let's go back to Genesis. When God created the universe and created the earth, what was the first thing? First thing was the word, and the word was good. Sound is vibration. Light is vibration. Everything in our physical surroundings is actually all vibration. So even if you go, and science is finally catching up to this, right? So if you look at super string theory, so what is the basis, like the base substance that creates everything, that everything is based off of? And they say that it's these, it looks like filaments, like strings of light. And what differentiates them is the vibration that they're vibrating at, the frequency that they're vibrating at. So if you look at the lamp on your desk, that's vibrating at a certain frequency. Your coffee mug, your computer, everything in our life is vibrating at a different frequency. It's all about vibration. And they see that now, you know, with light and with sound and with everything. So everything around us is vibration. And so God created the universe with vibration, because the first thing he did was his word. Word is sound. Sound is vibration. And so that's why I wanted you to get that energetic signature of what that felt like in you, because that to me is vibration. It's like, what are you vibrating at? Because your dream is created through you. So we're created in God's image, and God is the ultimate creator, but we are God's physical instruments. We are God's manifestation. God manifests through us.
Mm-hmm.
And so if we hold that vision, because everything we do in life is images. We think in images. And everything is created twice. First it's created as a thought, and then it's created as a thing. Everything. Every medical instrument you use, every medicine, every computer, technology, everything first was a thought before it became a thing. And if it could be thought of, the prototype is already there, and it's just a matter of what are the steps that you need to take to manifest it. And so by holding that vibration, what I call vibration, holding that feeling of your dream vision, the life you would love to live, and by going through a very structured, organized system, so the first law of the universe is vibration. The second law is the law of attraction. So like attracts like. I mean, we're not talking magnetic, because magnet is the opposite. We're talking about like attracts like. So like communities, your church, it's a like thought, right? So people are drawn to that. So that's why we say we don't have to know the how you're going to get to your vision. We just have to know what it is. And we have to hold that thought and press that thought to the Holy Spirit. Because Holy Spirit, think of the Holy Spirit like part of the function of the Holy Spirit is like a bolt of fabric. You know, you lay out a bolt of fabric, and that's just, it has potential. It's unlimited potential. But that unlimited potential becomes a thing when we put a pattern on it. So that bolt of fabric can become a pair of pants. It can become a hat. It can become gloves. It can become a wallpaper. It can become whatever pattern we put on it. And the same thing works in our life. If we press upon, we have unlimited potential. We are infused with it. And if we can press a form upon it, and your form is your vision, then we have the ability to make that manifest. And so that's what that energetic, that vibration, that signature we talked about, that's why I talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
Because once we're in that space, God creates it and brings it to us. And that's why most people, their paradigms are like, what do they think? Oh, I'm stressed about my bills. I'm thinking about my bills and my car's breaking down. I got to do the laundry. And what do they get more of? Where you put your attention on. God is perfect. Right. God will give you the life that you want. God gives you what you want. You attract what you put your attention on through vibration, through thought.
Well,
so that's what this is all about. Does that make it clear?
Yes, it does.
And we serve a God with unlimited potential. So that's why we like, if we start to say, all right, well, I'm going to map this out and we're going to do it exactly this way, that's just one possibility of unlimited possibilities.
Right.
And why limit God?
Right.
You say, all right, this is what I want. This is the vision of the life I would love to live in all its detail, all its glory. and then God brings it to you.
Mm.
And that's why, you know, with the Holy Spirit and all that. And the Holy Spirit, like, we're going to use, you know, part of what I'm going to teach you is we have one of our mental faculties is called intuition. Intuition is our way of hearing God. Like, prayer is our way to talk to God, but God talks to us through the Holy Spirit through our intuition.
Mm-hmm.
And our intuition is like, I mean, the Holy Spirit is like, think of it like Google, right? So you go to Google, you punch in a question, and within a fraction of a second, you get answers. Well, the Holy Spirit's just like that. We get into a space of grace, into a state, and we ask a quality question. And what is the Holy Spirit? Holy Spirit comes back and puts on our heart the answer.
Isn't that a spiritual term for that discernment?
Well, discernment, what I would call discernment would be to know that that's the small, still voice.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Because we have the self, right, our ego. That's the little s, little self. But then we have the big self, and that's our infinite. That's the infinite part of our being. So we have a finite part, and we have an infinite part.
Mm-hmm.
The infinite part is perfect DNA. It's the Holy Spirit. It infuses us. And so by asking quality questions, having having discernment, getting to know that small, still voice, and know without a shadow of a doubt that that's that voice, not my ego, not my paradigms, you know. That to me is what discernment is. And then once you get into that, and I'm sure you're familiar with that, that voice becomes clearer and clearer and clearer. It's like your best friend calling you up on the phone, like whether you don't see caller ID, you just pick up and you say hello, and they just said hello. And just that one word, you know exactly who's on the phone. Because you know that voice. You know the tone of their voice. You know exactly who they are. And that's the practice of using our intuition so that we can know absolutely what the Holy Spirit, what that small, still voice, that still, small voice sounds like. We know without a shadow of a doubt. And that's going to be our guidance system, right? That's what the Holy Spirit is, our guidance system.
Okay.
So does that answer the question?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. So how does this coaching work?
Okay. So, and this is what we've, you know, both Carol and I went through this very rigorous training and stuff. And it's like, you know, I've been coaching for many, many years, but I didn't have formal training on it. I mean, I've been helping my teams. I've been, you know, I've helped save marriages. I've helped kids and, you know, their families with their kids and all this stuff, right? So the proven structure of support that I provide is called the 12-week Dream Builder Coaching Program. So it's 3 months, 12 weeks. This program has been tested and proven over 35, 40 years, okay, to help thousands of people all over the world to see amazing transformations in their lives. And I know it works because it's already working in my life, and I've seen it already over and over and over again. So the way the program works, we're going to meet once a week for the next 3 months, okay, by phone, just like this. And our time together every week will give you personal support, inspiration, motivation, and accountability so that you get what you need to create the positive change. Because I'm telling you, paradigms are powerful, and they are going to come up. And when they come up really, really strong, we know we're on the right path because the paradigms don't want you to change, okay? So in addition, you're going to receive some powerful tools and resources. So what you're going to get, you're going to get a workbook, and you're going to get some audio lessons that come with the program. And what I like to do is I send people, because I can send them, we have a portal online. You can go through and you can access all this stuff digitally. And or I could send you a physical kit. And most people want both. So I can send you a physical kit. You'll get a workbook. You'll get CDs. But you also have online access to all of the audios and all the digital files. Okay? Mm-hmm. Now, during our sessions, week by week, over time, you're going to discover these things. First, you're going to how to connect more deeply with your passion and your purpose. So really get deep with that. how to overcome your blocks and the self-sabotaging behavior. So we're going to get through some of those paradigms. We're going to reprogram your operating system. And you're going to get a real working understanding and the tools for how to create the results you really want, and not just now, but over and over and over again. Because once you learn this and you start applying it, well, then, you know, other opportunities are going to come up. Other things are going to come up, and you're going to go, oh, let me apply this. I don't know how it's going to happen, but I could see a vision for that. And you're going to do the same process over and over and over again. So these are life lessons that you're going to carry with you for the rest of your life. And you're going to start teaching people these as well. You're going to start bringing and say, look, start changing your thinking. We're going to change your paradigm. We're going to change your thermostat setting, all right? So the entire program is designed to help you go from where you are right now to that vision, all right? So that's how the program works. It's a 12 weeks. So how does that sound? Do you have any questions on the program itself?
The once-a-week phone consult, is there flexibility in that? Because I do take some time off.
Yeah. No. What we'll do is generally what I do is we'll set a specific time on a specific day. But life comes up, and if you go away, this and that.
Right.
So we say, oh, I'm away this week. That's okay. We skip that week, and we schedule it the following week. Or if something comes up and says, you know what, oh, I can't meet at 4 o'clock on Monday. Can we do 4:30? You know, that's flexible. That's flexible.
Okay.
And, we'll always find the time to do that. We always find the time to do that. Yeah, yeah. And then if you have to skip a week, we skip a week. I mean, it's not like you're confined to 3 months. I mean, I don't want you to see you do it over 6 months. But if we skip a week
I understand that there is some flexibility. Okay, that's important.
There's definitely flexibility. Once you build momentum as well, you want to keep that going because you want to stay in that energy. You want to stay in that flow. And even if you go on vacation, you could still do – because like with the workbook you get, I don't call it homework. I call it life work. And then you could still continue to apply, and you can listen to the lessons because you're going to have the audios. So you can listen to them over and over again.
Right. No, I can do that. But in terms of getting on the phone and doing an extra coaching call, I may not be able to if I'm
Absolutely. And even if you're away, if you have access to a phone, I mean, we're dialing into a conference call number just like you did today. And so, you could do that anywhere in the world, you know. So if that's also an option, too. But I'm very flexible with that. I'm not worried about that.
Okay, good.
So does this sound like something you would love to do?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So the Dream Builder Coaching Program, now it's been professionally appraised at $5,000. However, but the investment for you is only $2,997, and this takes care of everything from start to finish. But this is one of my core values. I always want to give before I receive. That's why I always give before I receive. So I always offer this for people who enroll quickly as what I call a fast action scholarship of 10% off the normal investment. So that brings it down to $2,700. So that's how I always want to give before we start. So tell me your thoughts.
I didn't realize it was that much. I didn't realize that. Is there any other option to do something at a less costly level?
At the moment, no. I mean, we could also do a group coaching, which would bring it down a little bit, but it's not one-on-one. It's done in a group.
Right.
We can also do a payment plan. I mean, you don't have to pay it in full at one time. We could spread the payments over 3 months. Do $900 a month for 3 months. You don't have to do it at one time.
Okay.
Right. So let me ask you this, okay, because I know, money is always an issue with people. If money wasn't an issue, somebody handed you a check for $25,000 and money wasn't an issue right now, is this a program that you would want to do?
It sounds like very valuable, yes. So I would have to say yes.
Okay. I just want to be sure, that you always have to start with that first. It's something that you really want to do, you really want. So I just want to be sure that that's something that you find value in.
I guess the question is there any – most of the value – I mean, I would assume that most of the value is that one-on-one, because you're taking your time and, 12 hours, you know?
Well, let me put it to you this way. When you go to the gym and exercise, right? Let's say you're with a trainer, or not even a trainer. Let's say you're one-on-one with the weights, right?
Right.
The improvement doesn't happen while you're exercising. The growth and the improvement happens between your exercise sessions. It's in your rest mm-hmm. period. It's in those periods between.
Mm-hmm.
And so don't undervalue that. The one-on-one is going to be good, but your growth is going to happen in your time. It's going to happen when you listen to the audios and you start to do the life work.
Okay, so so I guess the question was, the actual question was, when I said, is there a less costly route, I mean, do you sell the package that I can do on my own and not have the coaching?
No, because it really, you need the guidance to go through it. I mean, it's like if
okay.
you bought a book and then you just read the book and you just started doing it. How
right.
often, it's like following a diet system with most people. If they don't
right.
have guidance to do it, are they really going to do it?
Yeah, no, you're right. You're right. You do need that.
Yeah.
That commitment.
And,
I mean,
committed. I'm committed for your satisfaction. I'm committed for you to reach that goal. And I know without a shadow of a doubt that you're going to reach that goal. And yeah. quicker than you even think possible.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I just haven't ever spent that kind of money on any. Well, I haven't done any. You asked the question, have you done any like courses or self improvement courses or anything like that? And I said no. I've read books.
Well, hold on. Let's back up a little bit. How much money did you spend on your medical degree?
Oh, right.
That was certainly some improvement. You spent a lot,
and
it didn't stop there. There was probably, you know, continuing education and all this other stuff that you had to go through. You poured a lot into you. You have.
Right.
And then I'm sure you've invested in other diet programs, learning about other programs, and, you know, all the services that you offer. You put education dollars into it to learn that.
Well, I think you learn more like motivational stuff and, you know.
Well, it's all part of the same. It's improving you. It's making you into the person that you are.
Right.
So you already have spent that money. It's, you know, it's just that you haven't thought of it like coaching or thought of it like have you ever gotten a personal trainer at the gym?
I have. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, it's similar to that.
Now, let me ask you. So when you do this, I mean, you say that you've seen improvement in yourself, that you're confident that this will happen. Have you also helped other people achieve their goal?
Yeah. I've
okay.
helped a lot of people achieve their goals.
So
I've helped people,
like,
yeah.
What's the most important?
I've seen it work. And again, it's like when I go through the training and stuff and we go to these events and we meet people, and I hear their stories. It's like going to an Enagic event. It's like, oh, yeah, I felt, you know, I know what it does for my body, and I've seen it for my patients and stuff like that. But then once you go to these other events and you start hearing these other stories, it's just incredible. Incredible what's happening.
I'm sorry, Paul. Say that again. I didn't follow that. You say you go to Enagic. I lost you there. So say that again.
So, for instance, like, you know, it's like having your Kangen machine, right? Like, you felt
right.
what it did for you, right? And you could see what it's doing for your team and people around you. But when you go to an Enagic event or you go to an event and you meet other distributors and you start to hear their stories, it just opens your awareness even more. I mean, it's like when Rick and I did the first, many years ago, we did two tours in Florida. And the first tour, I remember very distinctly because it was, you know, we did a lot of demos in a short period of time and we were traveling from city to city. And we used to do a lot of testimonials, which we can't do anymore. So people would stand up and tell their stories. And, I mean, it was just like stories I've never heard before. And people, everybody's sobbing. It's just so touching. So sometimes it's like we live in our bubble and we live in our world. But once you start expanding out and start seeing what the effects are on other people, it's just like, it says, wow, you really have something powerful here. Even more more than I even realized.
And I'm sorry, I'm missing it. And how are you relating that part of an adjective to the coaching?
The same thing here. Like, you know, I've had results with my clients and stuff, but going to these events, I hear the success stories have expanded much greater than my own limited experience, let's say. That's why I was bringing it up as an analogy. It just opens things up to you know, because you appreciate what you have, but then it's like, when you really see what you have on a global, more of a global scale, you're like, wow, now I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes much deeper, like gratitude, that appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
That,
mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Now, let me ask you something else. How do you see, now that you know me,
mm-hmm.
and we've had an opportunity to work together, how do you see this program helping me? How do you see it helping me?
So what the program does, it takes you through very, very specific steps. And week by week, well, first of all, again, you're going to learn about different mental faculties, like we talked about intuition and tapping into the Holy Spirit. You're going to learn how to source questions, form quality questions that are going to lead you to action steps, things that you never even thought possible before. Because,
mm-hmm.
again, we don't have to know the how, like how you're going to get all this stuff, how you're going to build the orphanages, how you're going to get the money to
right.
do that, and the time freedom to do that. You don't
right.
have to know how. What we do is we start with where we are. First, the first thing you're going to learn is notice what you're noticing. And I think you're already good at that. It's like notice what you're noticing, just raising awareness, because that's the first step,
mm-hmm.
is raising
right.
awareness.
Perfect.
Okay. Then part of that is say, okay, this is where I am. What can I do with what I have from where I am to take a step in the direction of my dreams? Baby step. Doesn't have to be a big step. Take that baby step. What can I do right here, right now, or this week? And
mm-hmm.
you're going to learn how to source that. You're going to learn how to tap into that. And be open to that. And it just goes, and that's just an example. It goes deeper and deeper and deeper. And that's why once you start that and you start to understand and that starts to flow, time gets compressed. Because I don't know what you have in your mind. Like, because you said, 3 years is not going to be enough. I don't know what you had. Did you have a number in mind? Like,
no, I didn't have a number in mind. But it's a big goal, you know. It's a lot of things that I want to do.
I know. Well, it's just like our teacher, right? She wanted to build this church. It was whole campus. It was a $10 million project, and she mapped it out in 10 years, and she only had $40,000 in the bank at the time. And her mentor said, why are you compressing that into 10? Why are you putting it into 10 years? Why limit God? And she actually did it in 10 months. And so
yeah.
that's what I'm saying to you right now. It's like, because when you first said, that was a paradigm that came up.
Yeah.
No, it's going to take longer. No, it doesn't have to. It could take 3 years. It could take 10 years. But I'm telling you right now, God can compress time. That can happen in a year from now. We don't know how. But if you're open, the little corner of your mind is open to that possibility that could happen, because we serve a God that's, the power that's breathing us right now is bigger than any circumstance we could throw at it. And that's the same power that we serve every single day. And so if you take those structured steps and do the life work and learn the concepts and learn how to work, because we're already working with the laws of the universe. A lot of times we're just doing it randomly. We don't even know. I mean, I certainly live most of my life that way. But once you say, all right, if we can apply a structure to the laws of the universe, then we can get there faster.
Right.
And that's what this is all about.
Now, the exercises, how much time do they require on a weekly basis, would you say?
Not that much. I mean, again, it's as much time as you want to put into it. The audios are generally less, you know, an hour or less. You can listen to that anywhere. You can listen to a car or, you know,
right.
You put it
okay.
on your phone and
okay.
listen to it. Yeah, while you're cooking and that sort of thing.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the lesson, you know, the life work, it doesn't have to be done in all in one sitting. Because sometimes, you know, it's like, you know, you're trying to come up with a solution to an idea, right, or something, and all of a sudden, you know, you get a little bit in the shower, or you're driving somewhere,
right.
All of a sudden you get that, you know. So it happens over time. It doesn't have to happen like, oh, I'm going to force myself to sit down. We're going to solve the world's problems in the next hour.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen that way. It happens over time. And then eventually what happens is it becomes your operating system. You're operating from that all the time. So it's not like, oh, I got to put time aside to do this. It becomes part of who you are. And that's what's really important with this work, is the person you become in the process, in this journey.
Okay. Yep. Yeah, so you're saying it would be 29 minus, what did you say? What percentage did you say?
It's 10%. It comes to 2,700.
Okay, and it can be done in... It
in three equal payments, yeah, 900 over the
okay.
three equal payments.
Is this tax deductible? Can I deduct it as a business expense?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
It's part of training. It's part of, you know,
okay.
yeah, definitely write it off.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like if in your practice, again, you had continuing education, right? You had to write it off.
Okay.
Same thing.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I would say let's do it. I would say let's
All right,
do
great.
It.
So let me, hang on. So your email I have, the phone number I have, let me just go through here. All right, so what method of payment you want to put this on?
I'll put on my credit card.
Okay. So when you're ready, give me that number.
Oh, no, you have to go get it.
Uh-oh.
I didn't realize we would do that. Right. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, you ready?
Okay, go ahead.
It's a master. 5524.
Okay.
7540.
Okay.
0755.
Okay.
7935. I mean, the credit card is okay to do, or did you want a different form?
No, it's perfect. That's perfect.
So the
and
last
then,
four was 7935. I don't know if I said that.
7935. What's the expiration?
August 20. Month August, year 20.
And what's the four-digit MasterCard, the three-digit code on the back?
939.
Okay. And the billing address is your home address?
Yes, 42 Quarry Drive in Woodland Park, New Jersey.
Yeah, I think I have that. Okay, good. Okay, so what we're going to do is first of all, today's call is being recorded, so I'll send you a link to that. Then I will set up your training center, and I'll send you all the information on that, and I'll order your kit. So the kit will be sent to your house. You'll also get a login information to log in. And then let's just look at the calendar real fast. Let's pick a time. And again, we're flexible. We could change it. What works for you in your schedule? What day and time are best?
I would say Monday at 4.
Monday at 4?
Monday at 4 works, yes.
Monday at 4. Okay, cool. So we'll put that in as Monday is 4 at 4, and that'll be our time. And again, if we need to change it, this and that, you know, I go away, you go away, whatever, we'll be flexible with that. All right, Monday at 4 is our time. Very good. All right, so over the next, probably by tomorrow, you'll get a few emails from me with some more information.
Okay. When you said this call is being recorded, are you talking about this conversation we had now?
Yeah.
And you're saying
you can go back and
you're
going
to send it to me? Oh, I see.
Yeah, I'll send you the link to that. And then each week, I'll also, our sessions together, I'll also record, and you'll get that as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay.
So that way, if you wanted to go back, you can listen and review.
Okay, sounds cool.
All right.
So you're sending me CDs and books, you said?
Yeah, you'll get a kit. So you'll get a Dream Builder kit. It has workbook. It's got CDs, so it'll have the lessons in there. But I'm also going to give you a login to an online portal where you can log in and download the audios and do all of that. You'll have the books in PDF form as well, the workbook.
Okay.
So, all right?
Great. Okay, wonderful.
Yeah, I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. Now, do you have just a couple more minutes? Because I do have another call at 5:30. But a couple of minutes, if I could just ask you.
Yeah.
I noticed in the Enagic business that I don't feel like there's that much accountability from our upline. I feel like, events are happening and people are just expected to sign up or participate, at their own leisure. I mean, is this just the common way of doing it? Because when I did network marketing with my other company, I felt like the leaders or the immediate upline was more engaged in, getting us to do, I wouldn't say the kind of thing that you and I are doing now, I wouldn't say that, but helping us, build more. Is that by design? I mean, what do you feel about that? Everybody has to do their, has to be motivated on their own.
There's always events. There's always, things available. And I know, a lot of people aren't always self-motivated to do those things. But like having a regular call schedule and all of that, you mean? Are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, there you are. You mean having like regular trainings and that sort of thing?
Right,
yeah.
Right.
And then, and when events do come up, obviously regional events are promoted. You see them in WhatsApp and you see them on Facebook and so forth. And again, because it's not company driven, because Enagic just the manufacturer, they're like hands off, right? Just the manufacturer.
Right.
Everything
exactly.
Really comes from the field,
Right.
And Enagic, I know with like other companies, it's like the company gives you a structure and they give you, this is how you can make calls and this is how you structure your events. See, Enagic doesn't do any of that. It all comes out of the field. And I know that could be, to some people it's detrimental because it's like, well, we don't have a proven system and everybody ends up making their own systems and, following this and that. Yeah, it's just the nature of Enagic. I mean, that's why it's like if you see my demo, everybody does the base. They're doing the three tests and this and that. But the stuff that happens around it tends to all be different because we don't have one unified PowerPoint that everybody works from, or at least a base, like what Romy does, not everybody could do what Romy does because, Romy's bought, 10 houses and he's built churches and not everybody does that, and like Rick's, like Rick's demos and stuff. I mean, he focuses on what he focuses on. That's why I designed the demo the way I designed it, because of some of the training that I've been getting, like through RI training and all of that stuff. I want it to be, more resonant with people as opposed to just hammering the business or, pushing that and that sort of thing. So, and that also comes out from my own audience is more patient driven, right? More from our doctors and more from, helping people that way. And so the focus is different. training, you know, so then I think that's one of the, I mean, I certainly feel that too. It's like, oh, you know, you got to come up with your own training system because there's no, I mean, there's some people that have come out with trainings, this and that, but they tend not to go very far.
Yeah, I noticed that it doesn't carry through because I remember a few months ago, I was so excited with that RI training. I loved it and I was all into it. But then I try to get people to sign on to it, but they don't.
They don't.
So then what do I do? So then what do I do?
I know, and that was the other frustration part I feel too, because like with Rick and I, we created like three training systems over the past 7 years. And, you know, I'm the tech guy, so I know what the numbers are. I know what the views are. And we spent months and months and months each time building these things, and then very few people are using them. And that's why it always surprised me, too. It's like if you go and you listen to a trainer, let's say, and then you go to a live event that they're doing, where they're doing the same material, but they're doing it live, and the room is full. I'm like, didn't you guys just listen to the video? I just watched the video. You know, they're doing the same thing. It's just something about a live event that people are drawn to, as opposed to having the discipline, you know, or that self-motivation to sit there and watch a video or go through a system. Well, the vision that we have with the Health Success Center is, and that's what we've been, you know, we've spent a lot of money over the past few months, is having it all recoded where the experience is much more like taking a course online, even for a prospect, where you go through, it's a learning process. And we also want to structure our trainings the same way, where you go through a systemic step-by-step process. But I'm still, part of me is still leery with that, because again, we've done this three times before and very few people look at it. So we've built in some accountability, where, you know, you can have your upline look at your progress and that whole thing. So there's some accountability built in. So, you know, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah, it has to be a system, Carl, because even in my small little, you know, business that I've been building, I feel like I'm losing control because, for example, right now I have my cousin Denise being very, very active.
Yeah.
She had some, you know, some success with some people, but they really didn't do much after maybe introducing it to one or two people. So right now she's post-surgery and she's recovering and things like that. But I'm sure that from an energetic point of view, she's not that enthused because she hasn't had that much success beyond that.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I there's got to be a system that we have to put together that the leaders like that can jump on immediately at the beginning. Because once people come in and just purchase, we can't just let them go because we have to get them early, you know?
Yeah, you got to get them early and you have to have them have some sense of success early on.
Success, but also getting them into a system that they can duplicate with the people that they bring in.
Right.
Because...
Yeah.
For example, Iris is now my most powerful, you know, the distributor that is growing the fastest. But the system that she has is just not, I don't know that she's duplicatable, you know, in
Yeah. 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 No, I definitely hear you. And it's just something that is, you know, it's just everybody, like if you go out to California, you go out to Texas, everybody's doing their own thing. There's no unified, you know, and there was a movement years ago.
And that's okay. That's okay, too. But I guess what I'm asking is, what is the system that we're following? Because, you know, okay, Texas are doing, California are doing, but if we're doing different, what is it that I can relate to my people so that they can also
I know. So that's something that needs to be, you know, solidified.
Yeah, that's not clear to me. It is
not
clear
to me. Because it doesn't exist, that's why. It doesn't exist.
Well, we really need to work on that. Because let me just ask you, so would you say that right now from a business point of view, Enagic is your primary business focus?
No. Over the last several months, the focus has really shifted to the coaching. But that being said, because that was part of my vision plan, is that once we were established and get this going, that they'll go hand in hand, because they already have gone hand in hand. It's just that I formalized it. Mm-hmm. And then we'll expand on that. And so then they'll both grow, you know, hopefully at equal pace, but they'll both grow, you know, at the same time. Okay. And the other thing too is my spiritual, just between, you know, my spiritual path over the last 2 years, you know, once I you know, became saved and it's changed me a lot, the person that I've become. And then you can see that in the trainings and stuff that I do.
I believe you because what's happened to me too.
Yeah, exactly. And that also comes down, and then the formalized training that I did receive just fed into that. And again, it's like once you follow what God puts on your heart, as opposed to going, oh, this is not really what I want. My ego wants this, you know. It just feels different. Life just goes differently. You know, for instance, like I was asked, like out of the blue, I was called by one of the leaders out in California. He said, hey, Carl, you know, one of my guys, you know, he listens to you on the other call, and he wants me to get, he has a call that he does every Monday. And so he said, you know, would you come on and do a call with me? And I said, sure. I said, I got all these different trainings and I can pull training out of the vault. He said, oh, whatever you want to do. I said, or you could just ask me questions like an interview style, and then we could just, you know, have it more, you know, informal. And so that's what we ended up doing. I did pull, you know, I pulled the training out. I was going to do something on, and we ended up just doing an hour call where it was just question and answer. And I touched on a little bit like what we talked about today, just the principles and stuff, because it applies to everything in life. And then it came to me at the end. I mean, even Caroline wrote a note. She put it next to me. And I opened it up. I offered strategy sessions to them. I said, you know what? If you want to know more about this and that, because I touched on some of it, I got 8 strategy sessions out of it that people said, oh, I want to know more. I want to know more, because that's what God put on my heart, and that's the message that's coming across. And so I'm going to grow my Enagic business. I'm going to grow my coaching business by all the stuff that I've been learning over the last, you know, learning through the Word, learning through the Holy Spirit, and learning through this formal training.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, if we're not expanding, we're dying. If we're not growing, we're dying.
Yes. No, absolutely. But you see the magic as still being a very important part of your
Absolutely. I mean, it's, you know, okay. Absolutely.
I agree that
we're changing people's lives every day.
And what about the changes that you see with the magic? For example, all those changes that they made recently with the comp plan and, you know, all that. Do you see that as a deterrent or you're not?
Well, at first when they started making a lot of changes, like last year, I was like, you know, and I still don't understand it. And I was even called to have a meeting. You know, Mr. Hirano was hired as director of sales, national sales. And so he was going around the United States and he was meeting with different leaders, and he was in New York at one point, and Carew had called me in and said, oh, Mr. Arano wants to. And so I met with him for an hour. And, you know, and I said to him, I said, all these changes with the genealogy reports and all of this stuff. And he agreed. I mean, it's the same feedback he heard from a lot of people. And so I told him, I said, you know, it would be helpful to understand where Mr. Oshiro is going with this. What is his vision? Because if you know what the vision is, maybe you don't fully agree with it, but if you know what the vision is, at least you can get behind it.
Right.
Right. So at first I was seeing it as a deterrent, and they did some tweaks. You know, they made the genealogy available and all this stuff. But obviously we're not privy to the internal workings of the company. And obviously they made some shifts because they were probably, you know, losing money in some areas. And unfortunately, because we're a global company, there's probably certain people in certain places in the world that find the loopholes and they work those weaknesses. And so I think some of these shifts came out of that. This is closing the loopholes that people are taking advantage of.
Right.
You know, and, you know, and obviously that it can hurt everybody by people cheating the system or trying to cheat the system. So I think that's some of the motivation. I don't know for sure, but, you know, if I put my feet in Mr. Oshiro's shoes and I was running a company, that would probably be some of the motivation.
I understand. I mean, I just don't think that not having to pay for genealogies, I think that's ridiculous, because right now I'm at a crossroad, and I would love to be able to see where I am and where I'm going to put people, you know, because I think I'm
still going to be forced. Well, you do. That's why I said they did shift it. So you do have access to your genealogy report. You don't see the tree necessarily. I mean, we didn't see the tree before either. And the reports are, you know, it's within your 8 points. And you actually get more information than what the old genealogy was before.
So how do I get that? Because I don't know how to access that.
Let me find it, because Inadric was posting all about that and stuff. I'm going to make a note, and I'll get that information to you. I think it's a separate website. You go, it's like.
We had talked about this. I never did find it, though. I never did find it. But I really need to get that clear, because I think I'm pretty close to being 4A, and I need to be able to know. You know, I need to be able to figure that out.
Yeah, absolutely. And because they had shifted the rules, and that's what Adina had just recently, she was able to sit down, you know, with Maddie or some of the people in the
mm-hmm.
office, because before it was like, nope, we can't tell you anything. You got to pay the $100 a month. But then they shifted the law, you know, the rule, and said, okay, well, you know, we can help you, and you know.
Right,
so
especially somebody trying to get to a level, you know. Like,
yeah, exactly. And if you ever read Mr. Oshiro's book, his philosophy is like, just, you know, make changes. Just make the changes and then tweak it later. You know, if something seems good, make the changes
mm-hmm.
and tweak it later. And he was just a man of action. Where, like, traditionally, like, large corporations would take forever, right, to make decisions. Where his philosophy is more like, you know, let's be, you know, more stealthy, and or be more, not stealthy, but more rapid with making decisions instead of, like, sitting on things, you know, getting ready to get ready.
Yeah.
It's a different philosophy, and then it's not always perfect. I mean, it's worked for him. It's been successful. It's not always perfect, but you can tweak it later, you know, because, you know, obviously all the ramifications on a decision may not necessarily be obvious at first glance.
Right. Okay, so if you could help me to be able to see my group, and also, Carl, if you can think about how I can be more clear and have more structure in my business, like how I can duplicate myself a little bit better, because that's not happening. Well, what do you think I need to do, or is there a system? Is there a way? You know.
Right.
I'm used to having systems. I don't know. Here's like,
no, I know,
came on board,
that's the way it should
and, you know,
be.
You're on your own, kid.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't mean on your own totally. I mean, I can't speak enough of the support
that
Adina has given me and you have given me in terms of doing demos and things like that. But what about in terms of structuring the business aspect? That's what I feel like I need.
You mean how to build it?
Yeah, how to build it, how to make it more more structured, you know, more predictable.
More predictable, okay. All right, let me put some thought on that.
Okay.
Predictable, okay. All right, I'll put some thought on that.
Okay, great. Anything else you need to tell me?
You're just a wonderful person, and you're doing really well. I'm so happy to have you on our team, and I'm so happy to be working closer with you.
Oh, thank you. Same here.
Cool. All right, very good. So, yeah, I'll put some stuff together. I'll send you out that information and also, you know, what we just talked about, you know, the Enagic business as well.
Okay, great. Thank you so much,
Carl.
Have a good one.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye-bye.